Okay, well, let's pray again. Dear Father in heaven, we pray earnestly for peace and unity. We pray for the Holy Spirit, for as we read in the Sabbath School, where there is Spirit, there is peace and unity. We pray that you'll bless our few minutes looking a little bit at your word, dear Lord. So bless this time that it may help each one of us. In Jesus' name I pray and thank you. Amen. All right, so I've got a question for you. What do all of Paul's Gospels, virtually all of Paul's Gospels, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, and 2 Timothy, what do they all have in common in the first chapter? Actually, in the first few verses of each of those books, there's something very common, a common theme. About peace, yes, peace, and grace. And actually, it's grace and peace. In all of those books, it says, grace and peace be unto you. And, you know, as a young Christian, as a teenager, I thought that was just flowery words, to a flowery part of the greeting, you know. Oh, well, that's like dear so-and-so, or that was just part of the greeting in those days. But actually, grace and peace is the heart of the gospel. That is what God is offering us. Grace, unmerited favor, undeserved favor. So grace is the heart of the gospel, that God acted first, such as 2 Corinthians 5:19 to 21 says, to wit or understand that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation, as if we are ambassadors to the world, saying, I should have just given it to Christian, because, okay. Therefore, we are God's ambassadors to the world, bringing this message to the world. God has reconciled himself to you. Now you simply accept that reconciliation. You be reconciled to God. So grace is the heart of the gospel. And then peace. Grace and peace to you. Did Jesus directly... Now, I want to ask this question. What are the opposites of peace? What are some of the opposites of peace? I can think of like... War. A beautiful one. War. Okay. Confusion, okay, confusion. Anxiety, okay, great, anxiety. Turmoil, okay. What's another word linked with anxiety? Depression. Fear, how about fear? Okay. Worry. How about guilt? Could guilt, condemnation, be an opposite of peace? Okay, so peace can supplant fear, war, strife, turmoil, guilt, condemnation. So we see that peace does away with a whole lot of negative emotions. And as I teach people in, as I teach our lifestyle session people, all of the negative emotions cause oxidation in our body. And what does oxidation cause? Cancer. It destroys DNA. It damages DNA. Oxidation also damages the lining of our arteries, the endothelial lining of our arteries, leading to heart disease, blocked arteries leading to heart attack. So peace can get a lot of get rid of a lot of these negative emotions that cause the number one cause of death in the world and the number two cause of death in the world. Number one being heart attack, heart disease. Number two being cancer, all sort of cancer. So peace. So God is offering grace and peace unto you. So Paul says, grace and peace unto you from our God and our Lord Jesus Christ. We can look at, of course, we're studying Ephesians this quarter. And so we can just turn to Ephesians just as an example of one of these six or eight Gospels which open this way. So going to Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1, of course, it says verse 1 and 2 and 3. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And then verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So what are spiritual blessings? Grace and peace. Exactly. Okay. And in heavenly places. So he has blessed us with these spiritual blessings, grace and peace and many other things in heavenly places. We can turn to Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your hearts. And when we have God in our hearts, we can have peace. We have the assurance of forgiveness. Oh, I love Psalm 130, verses 3 and 4. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquity, Lord, who shall stand? For we've all sinned, right? For all have sinned and fallen short, continue to fall short of the glory of God. There's no one that does right, no, not one. And so if God marked iniquity and judged us on our sinfulness or our sin, who shall stand? But verse 4, but there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. Interesting. The juxtaposition of those words. There's forgiveness with thee that thou should be feared. So again, it shows us that there's two types of fear. One, you know, true fear and trembling and just afraid. But there's apparently a different type of fear, because when we look at the good attributes of God, we're told that that's a reason to fear or to respect God. And in verse 7 and 8, let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Okay, well, that's the opening of my sermon, and I think that's a great place to close. I will close also with the verse which inspired me to work on this sermon, and now I've got another sermon ready for another time. So it's, you know, I got to stand up here at 12 o'clock, so it's 12:12 now, so we can go home. That's okay. I've got too much to go for. Okay, so the verse that inspired me to speak on peace this Sabbath was Isaiah 32:17-18. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places. Okay, and for this, we'll go to closing song, number 470. It's a joyful song. There is sunshine in my soul today. And I think it's in the second verse or first verse, somewhere in the first or second verse. It talks about peace, a notable part of that.